This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hi, this is Shelly's brother, Stacy, and this is The Goodness Factor with Shelly Wade.
Thanks, Stacy. Love you. This is The Goodness Factor, where we report good news and shine a spotlight on good people doing good things. Welcome to the kindness episode. Yeah, as we speak, we're in the midst of Kindness Week, which, according to nationalday.com, first began as a week of observation by the World Kindness Movement, a group of associations and institutions based in countries like Thailand, England, Australia, and of course, right here in America, came together because of their combined dedication to promoting kindness in society. So it was only natural that they would help develop the inaugural World Kindness Week back in 1997. We observe World Kindness Week to highlight good deeds in our communities. The sole purpose of this week is to focus on the positivity that surrounds us every day. It's a week to learn, teach, and share our kindness with others. Listen, that's what we strive to do with the Goodness Factor every episode. So I'm all in for observing World Kindness Week. Yeah, thanks for listening and subscribing. And please do spread the word about the Goodness Factor to your family, friends, and coworkers to subscribe to our podcast to get their weekly dose of positivity. I'm your host, Shelly Wade. You can hear me every weekday afternoon on 94.7 The Block in New York City via the Odyssey app, no matter where you are. And you can find me on Instagram at the one and only Shelly Wade and on Facebook at All the Rage with Shelly Wade. Be sure to like and follow so you can follow along with everything I'm doing and all the shenanigans that I get into. On this episode of The Goodness Factor, in honor of World Kindness Week, we ask some of our past guests of the podcast, etiquette expert Elaine Swan, makeup artist and esthetician Rudy Miles, and entrepreneur and founder of lifestyle brand Clean Design Home, Robin Wilson, the kindest thing that anyone has ever done for them, and the kindest thing they've done for someone else. Now, this is bonus content that you did not hear during their original episodes, and I think you'll really love hearing their very authentic answers. Before we get into the do-gooder interview, though, let's get into the Goodness Report. Here are some stats on kindness and simple yet powerful ways you can observe and celebrate World Kindness Week right now in your own life. According to nationaltoday.com, kindness is so important because it allows us to connect with other people and build meaningful relationships. When someone shows us kindness, we feel connected and more willing to cooperate with them. And why is kindness so powerful? Well, witnessing acts of kindness produces oxytocin, which you may have heard referred to as the love hormone. I love hearing about the love hormone. It aids in lowering blood pressure and improving our overall heart health. Oxytocin also increases our self-esteem and optimism, which is extra helpful when we're anxious or shy in a social situation. And here are some simple yet very accessible ways that you can be kind right now in your own life during this World Kindness Week. One, give compliments. Give compliments to your family, friends, coworkers, and even strangers during World Kindness Week. Compliment their new haircut, outfit, or anything you like about them. Two, Do a random act of kindness. Smile at strangers passing by, hold open a door, or give up your seat on public transportation. Even these small gestures are a nice way of showing kindness to others. And three, donate. Donate books, clothes, food, essential medicines, and even money to a charity of your choice if you can afford it. And that's the Goodness Report. Time for the Do-Gooder interview. Again, in honor of World Kindness Week, we ask some of our past guests of the podcast the kindest thing anyone has ever done for them and the kindest thing they've done for someone else. Now, this is bonus content that you didn't hear during their original appearances on the podcast, and I think you'll really love hearing their very compelling answers. Before we get to their answers, though, I was contemplating what my own answers to those questions would be, and the kindest thing that anyone has ever done for me, you know, like I'm not a hugely materialistic person. I mean, listen, I'm not gonna frown upon someone giving me a nice gift. You know, who doesn't love a nice gift? But the things that mean the most for me are kind gestures, people showing up for me. And I think I remember most powerfully a time that someone showed up for me was when I first moved to New York City in 2001. I had moved here 2 months before 9/11. It was a very exciting time, but it was also a very isolating and lonely time. I say that because I had never spent time away from my family. I had always, you know, lived around my family. Even when I went to college, it was right there in Houston, and I was with my family. And so to move across the country and not be with them was, although I was here chasing my dreams, it was my choice. Nobody forced me to move to New York. I had wanted to live in New York since I was a kid, so it was me achieving a life goal. It was still traumatic for me because I wasn't surrounded by the people who knew and loved me most. As a matter of fact, the only people I really knew were industry people, and they weren't people who were really close to me. So I felt very isolated and alone and lonely. And my family showed up for me in a big way. I don't think I was even here for, I may be exaggerating, but God, I don't know if I was here even 2 weeks before they visited me. I mean, they showed up for me in a big way where they all coordinated their vacations, which is not easy to do. They all coordinated their vacations and hopped into a car and drove from Houston, Texas to New York City to see me. And that drive, depending on how many times you stop and how slow or fast you're going, could be like 30 something hours with a packed car of people, including kids, little kids. And so they showed up for me in my new home and made it feel more like a home. And just being surrounded by them meant the world to me. And I have to say, anytime there's been like a big event in my life, my family has always shown up for me in a huge way like that. So I'd say that's the kindest thing anyone has ever done for me. You know, really taken of their time to come and surround me with love. That's the kindest thing. And I was trying to think the kindest thing I've ever done for someone else. I don't think I want to highlight anything individually, but my family is always saying about me that I am really kind. And that's why I have been blessed in my life, because I give and I don't expect things. I don't expect anything in return when I give. I feel like, I've been like this since I was a kid. I feel like if I can be of service, I want to be able to help. And so those in my life have really felt that I have been very giving to them and helpful to them where I can be, without the expectation of, you know, reciprocity. And so I think that's the kind of, for me, just if I can be there for you and of service for you, you can count on me. And I don't have specifics, but that's the kind of thing that I feel like I can do for someone. Again, show up in their lives and be there. And so now that I've shared with you the kindest thing that anyone's ever done for me and the kindest thing I've ever done for anyone, let's pose those questions to our guests. First up, etiquette expert Elaine Swan. What's the kindest thing that anyone has ever done for you?
What's so meaningful to me is when someone is thoughtful in whatever it is they do. Meaning, I mean, like what you did today. Mm. I walked in and there were cookies. That's very meaningful. So that's at the top of my list right now, because okay, I'm going to be talking about these cookies for the rest of the week, right? So I would say that's what. So thinking about me and doing something that's very specific for me is very, very meaningful. It lets me know that someone sees me.
Okay, and what's the kindest thing you've ever done
someone? I'm the middle child, and I take care of everybody, friends, family, everything. So I have, you know, I do a lot for everybody. I have something that's like at the top of my list, and I hope that this does not make people sad, but it was the most grandest gesture I could have for my mom, who passed away a few years ago. And everything is good, right? The grandest gesture that I could do for my mom was to make sure that she looked the way she would want to look, you know, in the casket. Yeah. So I did my mom's hair, her nails, I put her makeup on, I went and I put her clothes on and dressed her body to prepare her
you
for the funeral.
All that yourself?
For my mom. Yeah, the funeral home, they walked me in there and
Yeah,
I did all of that for my mom, and I felt like that was my final act of service for her, and it just brings my life joy to know that. I know she wasn't here, but It was like, because we were so close and I was taking such great care of her. So that's one of the things that I felt was just a wonderful, wonderful gesture. And it brought me joy to know that I could be of service to my mom one last time.
Was that difficult, although it brought you joy?
No, it wasn't difficult, because I have such a strong Christian faith. I understand that her body was just a shell, but that her spirit wasn't even there.
Okay.
But it was kind of, you know, just knowing that, okay, people going to come see my mama, I want to make sure she looks right. Yeah. And so I did that. And so no, it wasn't scary or anything. Once I reasoned with myself, you know, and I knew I was a good daughter. Girl, I'm a good daughter.
Yeah.
So I was good with that.
More of the goodness factor is just ahead. Next up, makeup artist and esthetician Rudy Miles. Rudy, what's the kindest thing anyone's ever done for you?
It sounds superficial, but I was at a Chinese restaurant in my neighborhood recently. I go there all the time, so the owners know me. And I was like 75 cents short on my, because I wanted to use, they don't take cards, it's cash only. And I was 75 cents short. And so I said, I'll go home and I'll bring it right back. And this gentleman overheard me. He's like, oh, what you need? I was like, oh, it's 75 cents. But I live right up the hill. I'm going to go get it. He goes, I got 75 cents. And even though I go there often, I've never seen this gentleman there. And he gave me gave the lady a dollar. And I was like, sir, thank you so much. I said, that is, like, it moved me so deeply, because he's also a senior.
Yeah.
And this is post-COVID. And then he said, well, it's not like it's going to break me. And I just laughed. I said, I really want to thank you. He said, you're very welcome. And it took me back to what you just said. Kindness. It's a dollar, but it's still good. Like, there's no hierarchy of good, you know? Even though we want to create that, like, you know, if you donate $10 million, it's better than donating, which you donate what you got.
Yeah.
He donated a dollar to me in a time of need, and I was beyond the moon grateful for it.
And you know why? It's because of the intention. The intention is the reason it means so much. It's not, you know, like the amount. It's like the fact that you wanted to do something kind for me touches your spirit and your soul.
Absolutely correct.
And finally, entrepreneur and founder of lifestyle brand Clean Design Home, Robin Wilson. Robin, what's the kindest thing anyone's ever done for you?
At one point in my life, I chased my dream. And all entrepreneurs will tell you there are moments when you have no money. You pay your whole team and you have no money. And I remember a dear, dear friend sent me a Whole Foods gift card so I could get food. And another friend let me stay on her couch for 18 months while I got my business up and running so I wouldn't have to pay myself. Those simple acts have propelled me forward in my life, and they influence my ability to keep giving back and paying it forward to others.
What's the kindest thing you've ever done for anyone?
One of my friends from my hometown lost her father while she was in medical school, and she's now the godmother of my daughter, in fact. She didn't have any money, and her brother didn't have any money because they were students in school. And when their father passed, their relatives did not make contributions to the funeral because it was unexpected. And I paid for the funeral. And I paid to make sure that they were in a car and they had a good casket and a good burial for their father. And they could pay me back years later when they got their jobs and were done with school. And I am so grateful that I had the resources to help them.
I love it. Thanks again to Elaine Swan, Rudy Miles, and Robin Wilson for sharing those good deeds with us on The Goodness Factor. And that's the Do-Gooder interview. Time for The Good Word. I've shared it on the podcast before, but I think it's worth sharing again since this is the kindness episode. It's the quote that my mom shared with me that's become my all-time favorite quote, and it is, "Kindness is difficult to give away because it keeps coming back." And that wraps up the kindness episode of The Goodness Factor. Created, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Shelley Wade, with Zach Clark as our development producer. Thanks, Zach. We drop new episodes on Tuesdays, so be sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Goodness Factor. Love you so much for listening. Mwah.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.